Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get that ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
the dots.
connect the dots. Link with the connect and we collect them blocks. Run into a pussy and collect the spots. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga, block up me, that bitch bleach.
Spend a half a quarter on the
money. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another me. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady suckin' me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Little bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I take another. Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jet. Nigga, we ain't going that sad. Y'all nigga going that bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel. Niggas a gun, you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Kissing up like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that thot in the mouth, got no sugar bun on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat, gay, what we talking about? Bitch, sucking dick for the fame, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circ, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirt, send him the merc and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, he slip on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the old guy. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side, I got it on me, I'm fine, you dime. Eat the dick, she wine and dine, I fuck her, she wine and crime.
Smash, smash, smash.
But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt it, my niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going that sad. Y'all nigga going that bad. Y'all nigga hang around bad. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Jump out on my porch and hit the ground running. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. You haul van, get them all, me and what you call it. Money on the phone, money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new shade, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay. Before I walk to it, all about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cut it, bitch, they need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put widow, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to hell to get them zans. And I rework every number with money in my hand. Birthday, hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Jump out on my porch and hit the ground running. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin.
Say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can get in between. I can give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So I roll when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can ride Benz, I don't do peace. I feast, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth, teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pink? people's outside. The way that ass shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you say thanks.
Amen, amen. Left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I been on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
I just popped 3, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah.
Amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can't give them life no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me.
Amen.
I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Yeah, yeah. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Yeah. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me.
Yeah.
Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady.
Woo.
Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love.
Go.
Got me feeling like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking god.
Go.
Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big.
Yeah.
On the road like gravy.
Hey.
And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a force on my niggas. I don't do drugs, but I just pull them jiggas and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch that can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now, so I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once, then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking toward these bitches.
Like, hey.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, dead bitch, too lit. AP, too brick, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh wee, back in, ooh wee. Kardashian, two-piece, Mac of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I flash it. Now you got the man with the key.
Hold up,
I crashed it. Now I'm in that new strategy. They finally free my fucking brother D.
Pedal.
Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom, 2K. Yeah, master 40K, Atlanta. A new wave, bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay, red bit, Sade, red bottom, 2K, yacht, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave,
Atlanta, new wave, I got Blu-rays, still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid, the Fortune made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys in the ignition. Ain't no shoot like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got rats and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, send no inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom, 2K. Yacht, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom, 2K. Yacht, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave.
It's the new way. I got Blu-rays. Might pull out the garage in that new race. Fuck them if they hang, bitch, on toupee. I'm clutching cause they hang, but it's cool, hey. My bitch too lit, yo bitch, my bitch. Big rim, big crib, 4/5 right here.
What?
I won't let you try me ever, ever again. This little bitch won't buy that, she won't perk this shit. You know it ain't no problem, we gon' work this shit. Order all them bottles, daddy got this bitch lit. And we want them hoes that brung all her friends. We got this bitch loaded, gonna turn them fake.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Oh,
for hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? Friday. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's crazy because it's only me and the old girl, Trulia, on here right now. What's going down?
Oh, next house, everyone.
It's only me and you on here right now, but unless everybody else, you know, off getting and True Land, you know what I'm saying? They probably in True Land listening. But what's going on with it?
I was on Wednesday, but I was like in and out, bro. Wednesday was not a good day. I'm not telling you, my granddaddy had a whole feed. He got mad because I ain't giving me food fast enough.
I reckon I'd be pretty mad if I ain't get my food fast enough above my home. Y'all need to hurry up and give me my shit. What the fuck y'all doing?
You different, though. You ain't gonna sit there and just go number two on yourself just because. So that's what I was doing all Wednesday. I was trying to make him take a shower and just, oh, it was rough.
Maybe I have to try that. If I'm hungry and motherfucking food ain't coming fast enough, I'm just gonna shit on myself. Fuck it. And see if I get my shit faster, damn it. Nah, I don't know, you know. They always say, you know, when people start getting older, you know, it's almost like they start going back to childhood. going about the baby.
Right.
Type of shit, so.
I missed time for the whole show Wednesday. Like, when I came back on phone, it was like 9:60. I was so mad. Like, I was so mad Wednesday. I didn't hear. I just was mad. I was mad, but I wasn't mad, you know. Because I can't get mad at him, you know. I signed up for it, though.
Yep. That's the thing right there. What's going on down your way?
Oh, that's just rain, rain, rain.
Yeah, I know. It was raining earlier. It might, it seemed like it might do a little bit more around this joint. My wife, man, because I was going to go to Candyman show, but I was trying to call him all week, and he wasn't, he ain't answer his phone to call me back. I'm like, fuck him. I ain't getting ready to go spend no money on his ass.
What? Where the show is, babe?
No, nah, it's in a place called Lancaster, California.
Oh.
Yeah, so my wife, she got nieces that live out there, so I was telling her, well, you know, if I go out there, I go and hang out with my boys, and you can hang out with your nieces. We can go to the show and all this and all that. And I started thinking, I was like, I'm going to call this nigga 100 times. He ain't called me back. Because I don't like to pay to get in nothing. If I show up, I need to get in free. I mean, that's real shit. I don't pay to get in a motherfucking thing. So, this nigga ain't called me back. And I was thinking like, I ain't going to pay to get in. I'm supporting him. If I go and pay, I'm supporting him. And he can't give me the common courtesy to call me back and say, Scratch, go on and come, nigga. I know if I go up there, I got it free anyway. But, welcome.
That's what I'm thinking here. It's going to just support a friend of mine. They're having an album release tonight. So it's actually at 10:30. It's my time to start.
Mm-hmm.
I just like you, like if he wouldn't have answered and all that, did all this and did all that, I would have been like, oh
no,
nah, I ain't going.
Yeah, I mean that's the way it is with me because I got juice. So if I want to go somewhere, if I'd have just showed up, I'd have got in free. I wouldn't have had to pay anyway. They'd have been like, oh no, Scratch, you know you ain't. Mm-mm. I don't give a fuck who's at the door. But at the same time, you know, this nigga didn't call me back. So I was like, I ain't getting ready to go up there and support him because I knew I was getting ready to go and spend at least $100 or $200 worth of fucking bullshit just being out there. And I ain't got it like that right now. I'm fresh off of field time. So fuck him. And when I talk to him again, I'm going to tell him that. Fuck you. I got this new shit. That shit don't work. It's kind of like half-ass work. Watch this. Let me see. I just can't hear what's going on. Wait.
King Scratchers in the building.
Oh man!
I just can't hear what y'all saying on it. I gotta figure this shit out.
Team Scratch in the building.
Yeah, that's what I got all my new moves. I got all this little shit. I just can't. I can't hear y'all. You know what I mean? So I have to still be on the telephone.
You got the echo. That's
how
I sound like you in the studio.
Oh yeah.
It ain't like hell love echo though. Hell love, she gonna be echoing for days.
if I had like my ear,
yes. Yes. We are here with Julia, to West.
Entertainment.
Ding, ding. Yeah, so I got this new little joint. I just got to figure it out. I was going to do that shit yesterday, but I'm doing some other shit. Yeah, well, I kind of got it working a little bit now.
What you had to do Monday? Like when you got off the air? Fuck, I don't know, I forgot, I got three brain cells. Shit, I know I had something to do, I can't remember. I know I was sending Scotty shit, man, I was
talking to Big Mike from the Ghetto Boys. It was a gang of shit. I was trying to do it one time. But my wife and them, they out there in Lancaster, so I got a free night to myself. So I'm about to be in this motherfucker fucking around for the rest of the evening. Yes. And yes again. Only thing I got to do is babysit these goddamn punk ass dogs.
You
did, bueno. I said, only thing I gotta do is babysit these punk ass dogs.
Right. Don't do nothing like that now.
No, that motherfucker, he gonna be outside too. It's time for me to go in the house. Him and Rez. Rez don't give a fuck. Rez is a gangster. This nigga, he be out there hitting the gate and whining and wanting to go in the house. Mm-mm.
Man,
yep.
Get the truth
brain
on his back.
Yeah, he gonna be out there till 8 o'clock. Shit. You know, show started 6. Show go off at 8. So he gonna, I take him in the house at 8. But shit, he gonna have to, he can rather go out to go and parlay out there with the gangster for a while. No shit.
But the weather pretty good down there? No rain?
Huh?
Ain't no, it ain't been raining down there?
It rained a little. It rained like this morning a little bit. I'm like, damn, you're going to wait until the goddamn summertime for it to start raining like a motherfucker.
All
right. So it rained a little bit. And then let's get cleared up. It looked like it's coming back, though. They got this shit called a monsoon that they've been having for, because it's been raining damn near every day, but it just don't be that long, except for that first day when my studio started leaking that time. No, I was hot than a motherfucker.
I know you were. I'm just so glad this messed up. And I was like, oh, my goodness, that's the worst thing that
could
happen right there.
Oh, shit, you ain't seen it. Boy, I unhooked this shit so quick and moved that shit around so fast. I just don't want to be in the house when it happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's like every time you run, you have to go out there and check just to make sure.
Oh, yeah, because I was in the bedroom, and then my wife came out this morning and was like, it's raining pretty good. You better go check the studio. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Oh, hell yeah. I was out the door. But it wasn't like, you know, I get like when it rained, the rain that the, when it started leaking that day, that was some unbelievable shit that was going on. I think I took the video and I was like, it's raining like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you did.
I'm talking about it was storm. I'm talking about it was just nonstop. It was just pouring, wind blowing. And that's when it started leaking. So what I'm thinking is it's probably like some loose tiles up there, because the rain that we've been having after that, it's just been, it's been cool and it hasn't been leaking. But shit, that day, that shit was awful.
Dude, I had to put a tarp on top of my roof.
DJ Have Love in the building.
Really, people of the world.
Okay, Have Love.
What's up, baby? How y'all doing?
Yeah, motherfucker, these motherfucking claps don't last long. Shit. them motherfuckers cut off too quick. Shit, what the fuck?
Hey, them claps for somebody that ain't nobody. That was the proper introduction. Ain't nobody just, hey, how you doing?
Man, these motherfuckers, these some little clowns. What the fuck?
What's going on in the world of the truth tonight, man? I know I'm late.
Oh, shit, nothing. I was sitting up here, I was tripping because these motherfuckers, I don't know what the hell happened. It was something up in Vegas. These motherfuckers was up in a goddamn casino. They wasn't in the casino. I think they was like up in the room, busting at each other and shit. I'm going, well, goddamn. Hell yeah. Like, niggas don't give a shit. They just busting everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. On sight.
That's different.
It's like that girl that was in the airport shooting because her boyfriend broke up with her. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that was in Florida or something, wasn't it?
I think so.
That bitch is in the airport shooting. I don't know. It's some dumb ass shit, boy. Mr. Everywhere is in the building. Let me get you these little punk ass claps.
Oh, man, that's even got them Bruno Mars claps. I want the Michael Jackson claps.
You know what I'm saying? I need some soul claps. You know what I mean? No, I got this little machine, man. That motherfucker got all the little sound effects on it. And I got the fucking microphone and shit, but I just can't hear y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I gotta do shit like this. Mr. Everywhere is in the building.
I thought it was recorded. You doing it live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I can't hear y'all. I got to figure out how to hit it up so I can hear y'all. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so, yeah, I got me a little tour. It got the microphone and... You know, the fucking shit, like if you in the studio type of shit.
Yeah.
I like it. Just that motherfucker and everything, but I just can't hear y'all. I could say something, y'all hear me, but I can't hear y'all, so I got to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's for podcasts. They say it's good for podcasts. And the shit was only like $52.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Then on top of that, it's a cool little mic. I could do vocals on this motherfucker and everything.
Oh, rich.
You hit this button and say MC. And you can record on that motherfucker too.
Yeah.
So now I got three studios in one building.
I'm as soon as I leave down so I don't cut my eye.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Everywhere, tell me something good.
Don't tell me something good. I'm on the slow boat today.
You say the slow boat?
I'm on the slow boat. I don't even know what's going on in the world. I've been asleep after I got out of dialysis just now, so I don't know what's going on. Y'all tell me something.
I don't know, man.
Y'all see how much time they gave Brittany Griner?
9 years.
Yeah, they do that in America, though.
Not for no goddamn hash oil, bro.
Did you see what they gave that man in Louisiana? Gave him a 20-year sentence for weed, an ounce of weed? Come on,
man. Everybody had priors, though.
It don't matter. They gave him for an ounce of weed, and then you turn around and you sell it at the dispensary, but you charge us with it? Come on, now. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
If the motherfucker had priors, they motherfuckers getting ready to, they getting ready to make an example out your ass. It's like if I went to the liquor store with my goddamn burner and they pulled me over, I'm automatically going to jail for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
With me. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, if you a repeat offender, them motherfuckers will get you. Now, see, the whole thing about it out here, like, say, for instance, if niggas went to jail, I know a lot of niggas went to jail for, like a half ounce of stress weed. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, an ounce of weed. But, see, out here now, if they charge you with that shit. They expunge that shit. They take that shit off your record now. Because it's legal. And stress, oh my God, nigga. I don't know if you know the difference between a motherfucking good weed and stress weed, nigga. Stress, everybody used to smoke stress. You know what I mean? You get a motherfucking half ounce of stress for $25. You know, everybody used to smoke stress. But now, it's like all the people who had weed charges back in the day, they're getting it all expunged. They're getting it took off their record. So, you know. But damn, motherfuckers go to, see, first of all, she shouldn't have had her monkey ass in Russia in the first goddamn place. I know she was out there trying to make some cheese because, you know, a lot of people like in the NBA, WNBA and all that, they go overseas when the season is over and try to make some extra money. I ain't going to no motherfucking rut. I ain't going no goddamn where. I put it to you like that. Because all it takes is some fucked up shit to happen. Okay, just say, me, all of us, you, Trulia, Have Love, is everywhere. We go to Canada. Nah, well, we can't say Canada. Canada a little different. Just say we went to China, right? We got over that motherfucker. First of all, we trying to find some weed because I'm trying to smoke. I might want to smoke a blunt or something. And we all sitting in the room and hit the motherfucking blunt. Then the police kick in the door and we all go to jail. I ain't trying to go there. I ain't trying to go there. You know what I'm saying? So those are the things that you have to think about when you go overseas because, okay, now we all over there and niggas want to fight and we start fucking their ass up. Guess what? We going to jail. I ain't going nowhere where I can't call my homies or my mama or somebody to come and get me the fuck out of jail. I don't know. That's just me. Y'all there?
Her friend probably wouldn't have been there long if she probably wouldn't have told them that it was hers. I mean, she told them that she didn't even.
It's in her fucking bag.
Yeah. You know, at first she told them she had a prescription for it. And then when she went to trial, she told them that she didn't even know. So I think they gave them more time for perjury.
It was only an ounce of that shit. It was like a little vial. Now, if she would have been over here, they'd have been like, I'll go home. No matter where she was, if she was in an illegal state or whatever, they'd go, go home. She in fucking Russia. Where motherfucking Vladimir Putin is over there cutting the fuck up. Only way she gonna get home is if they trade the prisoners that we got for they prison Brittany and the other cat that they talking about. Either that, or they gotta kill Proof. Somebody gotta kill that nigga. That's the only way this shit is gonna work out. I mean, I want nobody to die, but I really don't give a fuck about Vladimir Putin. But that's the only way she can ready to get off. It's him. This is like some politics shit. This is some, you know, America versus Russia shit. Kind of back in the days with Gorbachev and fucking Ronald Reagan, if y'all old enough to remember that. The same old fucking shit all over again. Political pawn. So, I don't know. They better go and send the motherfucking SEAL Team 6 over there to kill Putin. Maybe something.
You think if that was LeBron James, he would have been already back over here?
Fuck yeah. Nigga, LeBron James was over there in motherfucking Russian jail. The motherfucking U.S. would have committed war on them motherfuckers. Shit. Nigga, if any... What if it was Oprah Winfrey, nigga? Nigga, Oprah was over there in jail, nigga. Oh, it'd be a wrap.
President would have been over there.
I don't know if the president would have went, but somebody would have been over in that motherfucker. Uh-uh, y'all can't have Oprah, homie. Y'all think y'all won against Ukraine, motherfucker. You about to get fucked up. You got Oprah in your jail? In Russia? Oh, fuck no. I mean, Britney's a big deal. Sweetie in the building. Hey, Sweetie, that's motherfucking Rev Ali. I mean, Boot Ali.
What's happening?
Boot Ali, what's going on? I'm saying
what's up?
I was trying to get some shit going. But nigga, if Oprah would be over there in motherfucking and a Russian prison, oh my God. Y'all ain't seen war. Oh, Oprah had a blunt in Russia. Oh shit, nigga. You ain't seen war, nigga.
Yeah, America is the same way. You get caught with a little weed and they want to give you some time, but then they turn around and say, go to the dispensary and we'll sell it to you because we're getting tax money off of it. So, out of the UK, Russia is wrong if you do the same shit.
Man, old girl, she got fooled, but see, you got to think about NBA and WNBA. You know what I'm saying? JoJo Loco in the building. You got to think about NBA and WNBA. It ain't the same, even though they should get the same respect. But like you said, if LeBron was over that motherfucker, do you know that motherfucker would be sending motherfuckers from helicopters and every goddamn thing over there? They getting ready to break that nigga out. You know what I'm saying?
It's politics. So, it's about politics. That's
I know. That's
is.
What I just said.
And they mad because we won't let China give them no weapons to fight in the war. So they like, well, we're going to do a trade. Even though this nigga had a half a gram of wax.
Man.
And now they want to trade for a trade. Come on, man.
Nigga, I remember, nigga, what, nigga, I was catching the train and shit, the motherfucking Metrolink, right? And I just got this bomb-ass weed for my niggas. So I had, like, I know I had about 4 blunts, nigga. I'm talking about that shit, some bomb-ass weed. And I'm standing on the motherfucking thing waiting for the train to pull up. Nigga, and I seen them up. This before weed was legal. But this shit is so bomb, nigga. I didn't want no more charges on me at all. Nigga, I seen the motherfucker on the other side with the dog. And the dog is sniffing around and shit. And then the motherfucker crossed the track and was coming toward me. Nigga, I threw that shit in the trash can. I threw that shit in the trash can and walked the fuck away and was sick all the way home. Because I know, nigga, when I went to the other platform and then I seen the dog over at the trash can just losing his fucking mind, I'm like, oh, shit. didn't know what was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, you got some weed. I just didn't feel like fucking with them motherfuckers. I threw my weed in the trash can, nigga. Like, four bomb ass
fucks. All they would have did, we would have took it, thumped it out on the ground until you get the fuck out of here.
God, nigga. My whole thing, nigga, I seen dog. I wasn't fucking with no dog. The motherfuckers wasn't getting ready to take me to jail for four blunts of some goddamn bomb ass weed. I threw that shit right in the trash. When I went to the other platform and looked, that motherfucker dog was going off. And the motherfuckers was digging in the trash can and shit. Nigga, that was, nigga, that was like 15 years, 20 years ago, my nigga. So, nigga, that shit was way different back then, nigga. It wasn't like, it would have been 10 years ago. I'd be like, yeah, all right, whatever. But no, nigga, it was about 20 years ago, nigga, 15, 20 years ago, nigga. Them motherfuckers wasn't, they don't give a fuck if you, oh, well, you ain't got no, card, no shit like that. Oh, no, them niggas wasn't getting ready to. I wasn't taking no chance. I'll put it to you like that, bro. And I thought you was going to be up here by 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but I had to go get fitted for a fucking tuxedo.
What, you about to get married again?
Hell to the no, nigga. I'm going to be the fly on the wall when it go down.
Oh, for that situation. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go to that motherfucker. I might have to drive up there. I might have to swing by there. I got to go to that motherfucker. I got to.
And I just found out that some more of their family members coming, and they ghetto as shit, so it's about to be.
I'm about to be ghetto, fabulous motherfucker wedding. This is going to be awesome. I need to go and set my cameras up, nigga.
But I'm trying to find out who the fuck posted. There's supposed to be a famous singer there, though. Somebody supposed to be singing.
They ain't gonna get a chance to sing.
You know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna see if I can hook this up. Because I don't really talk to him. You know what I mean? I don't really talk to him, but I talk to him. You know what I mean? The one that's getting married. And I just found out today that him and Jaquise is homeboys.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking maybe, because he said it's a famous person supposed to be singing at the wedding. But he's not saying, he said, if I tell you, you'll know who. And today when I found that out, I said, maybe that's who's going to be there. Well, I'm going to find out, nigga. I'm about to try to rub elbows. You already know.
It's going to be pandemonium.
That's what it's going to be. And you already know the moms, both of the moms don't like each other. So it's about to be.
That nigga just out of nowhere.
So look, this is getting ready to be a wedding, and this is getting ready to be a whole lot of shit going on. I need to be at that. I need to record, nigga.
And
that shit would be.
And everybody got to wear all white, and you got to wear all white too. So you already know that shit. Is.
Oh, nigga, you can see the blood better, nigga.
And you got white dresses, white suits. It's crazy. It's about to be a couple of blue dresses, but this is about to happen.
I need to go to that motherfucker. I gotta go, nigga, because I will have that shit. I'll be streaming that shit live.
Oh, you already know, nigga. You already know. So you get to going, nigga. I'm putting on both phones, nigga. Both phones. I'm charging my backup battery just in case my shit starts going low. I'll plug it in. Power up.
Nigga. Nigga, all my goddamn HD cameras, I be zooming in on shit. Oh, nigga, you gotta be some fights going on.
Hey, soon as they get to arguing, nigga, I'm gonna start getting my cameras zoomed, right, all of them, and then just start just holding them up and going around. As soon as the action go, I'm gonna just start turning to the action.
Oh my God.
But making sure I move my son.
And what day is that?
The wedding is Saturday. So the Saturday will be the 20th? 19th or the 20th? Yeah. Saturday the 20th.
Nigga, I told my wife about this shit, and she said she wanted to go.
Saturday, it's about to be. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask. I'm going to find out. I'm like, look, if they wear white, then they're going to be all right.
I don't wear white, so I guess I can't make it because I don't wear white. That shit.
Hey,
it looks like I just got out of mud.
I'm like, look, I got a camera crew that's going to come in and film your wedding. So
it's crazy because see, y'all don't know, but these motherfuckers are getting married. This motherfucker mama is inviting the baby. They is baby mama to the wedding, which is fucked up already. So it's just going to be a big ass fiasco.
And then you're already going to be segregated. So
somebody
one side is going to be on one
time
side.
Out. Do hell with that goddamn shit. Somebody got some shit back there. Buddha Ali, what's up, man?
What's happening, True West Radio, man? Just sitting back to listen to the show, man. What's happening, family? Good to hear everybody in good spirit talking on them situations. Come with a solution.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hoping that, you know, I'm hoping that the wedding go good. But it just don't seem like it's nothing good gonna come up out of this, bro.
Nah, nigga. And then the close part about it, he just got in trouble with his mama like 3 days ago.
And then his mama said she was wearing a wedding dress to his wedding.
He changed the dress. He got a different dress now.
Oh, okay.
That's why they got into it. They got into it compared with a dress.
Oh, Lord. Hey, I'm telling you, man. I'm going to give you $1 billion, man. Yeah, I was gonna try to go up there to this nigga Candyman show, but once again, I've been calling that nigga all week. He ain't hit me back, so nigga, I ain't getting ready to go spend no money that I ain't got to represent for this nigga. Bust the ass, nigga.
Well, you know. He'll call you back for some kind of reason. Something might have came up.
Nah, I wasn't. First of all, then my wife and my sister-in-law, they was going, don't like leaving the house unattended. You know what I'm saying? I got way too much shit in this studio. Even though I got alarms and I don't know what the fucking dogs going to do, because hell, they ain't going to jump the gate and eat nobody type of shit. So, I'm like, I ain't going nowhere. There's a lot of people that was hoping that I was going to show up, but it wasn't that important. It's almost like, nigga, if you had a show and I was calling your motherfucking ass all week and you didn't answer the phone or call me back, I ain't get ready to try to go and support your fucking show. I would do the same. Motherfuckers calling me, nigga. My whole thing, nigga, what's up, nigga? Oh, nigga, I'm coming. All right, make sure I'm on the guest list. Like I was telling Trudy, I say, nigga, I would have got in. I'd have got in for free no matter what. But, nah, I'm good. I can see this being a $200 night, nigga. With a nigga,
yeah.
I only got $210.
It would have been a $2 night for me to try to buy me a bottle of water.
How much the water? $6. What?
And I'm going down the street to the liquor store.
No, nigga, I'm going in the bathroom and just turn on the goddamn fuck. Nah, but nah, I ain't fucking with it, man. That's it. See, that's the thing about support. People be wanting support and all that shit, but you know what I'm saying? Especially when you've been knowing motherfuckers all your goddamn life and the motherfuckers can't give you a courtesy call. I ain't get ready to go to that shit. Then plus it's good because my wife and my sister-in-law went up there to see my nieces and I'm here by myself with the goddamn Fluffies. So I'm going to turn my music up loud as fuck. And it's Friday. Oh, it's on. Like a bit of Trudy of Nasty Girls. Nasty Girls is tight as fuck.
Yep, I like the way you put the hook on that. I love it.
Oh, yeah, you ain't heard nothing yet.
What is it called again, you said?
Nasty Girls. Remember Nasty Girls?
Yeah, I remember that song. Hello.
Oh, I re-freaked that motherfucker. Now I'm just getting ready to put some paint where it ain't. What's up?
Hey, let me
Hello.
See, man. We gotta get into a couple of cuts. I don't know what the fuck in place. I don't know what the fuck in place. Oh, shit. Man, True West Entertainment. Hold on. Let me kick this off.
Two ways in the day. Why, yeah. We are married.
Hey, now you got a new toy. Now you can tell you how to
play.
It sounds like you're in the bathroom, and people are like, I know you're in the bathroom because I can hear the echo.
You know what I mean? Yeah, nigga, this that bathroom. This is bathroom chamber, nigga. Two us in the table. Let's go.
I told myself, man, I ain't gon' trip today. I'ma take the day off, shut shop, and shake the spot. So what the fuck I wanna do? Spin wops up down the drop. Swerve, dip, swerve, it don't stop. I'm spinning up G, still holding the knot. A nigga headed to the city, smoking Bombay in a G-way. Dip, swerve, 110 freeway. It's a little tricky when you're rolling up a 50, trying to stay in your lane, doing 50 over 60. Nigga rolling 50, looking out for the 50s. Look around, all clear, buff, buff, this is heavy. Can I hit the show? Cause the show got at the city. Tryna find me a pretty down the zoo to do my ditty. Don't like the city, county bitches acting shitty. So I kick them through the dirt when I bounce. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't have to hide, come outside, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want to need this wall cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today.
Make around, staying down, trying to make these ends meet. But today I put the hustle on hold, the hit corner, swerve, dip and roll. Used to love homies out by the house, but now that I know these motherfuckers wanna stay, I'm gone. Some people say that the death be tripping. No hanging out no more, I'm so low when I'm swerving and dipping. Shit, I see motherfuckers be producing all the drink I used to buy. All my weed, they were getting here. So now I only kill my reels. I make the fake niggas shake, think I didn't. Yeah, fucked around with eight broke ass niggas. You be the knife while you bullshit. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't have to hide, come outside, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want to eat this small cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't have to hide, come outside, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want to eat this small cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today.
Baby, 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 You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you say me.
Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping
wet. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 baby.
True West in this motherfucker.
Are y'all mad? By the shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah, I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. Ooh, I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the True S, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pump before you get hit where you at. Really set up man pump, tripping like what? Yeah, bleeding like his bitch, cause he's the bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that pool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm out to spit it, kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really, you with it?
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true
West
really do.
Turned up, op chain, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true West, truly witty. Shocking it, Pikachu, getting licking to it. Hook got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh, really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord. And you wanna say what you say? I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down, flat down on your face. Disgrace. Pikachu, shock the motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true West really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true West really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true West really do.
This is the valley, don't get it twisted up. You can get your necklace twisted off. You can get your lips split with the Ithaca. South side, till I get turned inside out. You better pack up, fly down south before I get sick. And I split you, and that's a mix with a pit bull and a rock brawler, shot caller. Y'all niggas need to stop all the talking like y'all ballin', cause we hot. You might run up in your weed spot with the tea decided. Take all your weight, break all your face. Almost everything got loose percussions. When you roll up, no discussion, just bustin'. Just in time, I got you for your line. Now I'm headed back down I-5 to Sacramento. Some call it Sacramento, some call it Macamino. Some call it Brotherly, some call it Cowtown. But they can't make them bow down. Lynch by inches from death if you fuck around. Somebody gon' buck them down, somebody gon' touch them up. Somebody gon' rough their puffs. Somebody in the city, they gon' get bit in here. That's
the city of Sac, that's where we came up at. And soak the game up at. And where we learn how to slang up Sac. And where we hang with
so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. You see, the sack is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang the sack, and where we hang with a gang of the dangerous cats. And we so gone that only the Lord can bring us back.
Sack is my city, I'm a king like Mike Bibby. Pop in, flip down the screen and ride with me. Journey through the valley of the heartless sick men, where you get the front door of your apartment kicked in. Home ablazing, home invasions, black, white, Mexican, Russian, Samoan, and Asian. Never knowing who to trust, so I stay clicking my 4/5. Home of the good guy standoff and Nikolai Soldier. The Unabomber trial, the thrill killer and Ray Caruth. Dorothea Puente, more vicious than a saber tooth. The SIBO, the X-Rays, the Jeremiah Farmer. In fact, even celebrities carry firearms. So try to be calm, out here they do you bodily harm. And they won't let you say goodbye to your mom. I see dark clouds overhead, I'm waiting on the sky to be calm. So I stay out the way and fire the bomb. Loving this suburban living, but the turf's appealing. Doing dirt to children that taught never to work for feelings. Free strike law for the worthless villains. Sacramento, the capital of the mercy killing.
The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with a gang of the dangerous cats. And we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with a gang of the dangerous cats. And we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back.
Every nigga got an attitude like fuck that. Fuck
niggas
that.
Come through blasting, they don't tuck, they tell they bust back.
It's a must that you keep a SIG copy with a big block, just in case you have to get copy. Zach Cali, where back alleys turn to gat gallery. Niggas survive off a crack salary. That's how it be. Cops ain't coming to get no cats out of trees. They got their eyes on cats like me. You hear niggas uttering fuck the tag. They still hitting rubbers with mustard gas. Home of some savage ass menaces. Home of SIBO and Brother Lynch's shit. Right in the middle of a killing zone. And if it's smart, you keep your children home. Put them in sports, let them rap, let them sing. Before they grow up selling crack or hooked on methamphetamine.
The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with a gang of some dangerous cats. And we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with a gang of some dangerous cats. And we so gone that only the Lord can bring us back.
What it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loke. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
What up, everybody? You rocking live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love, I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
This your boy All City, tapping in with my date Uno, the original King Scratch, True West Entertainment, True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. It's Friday night, feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. Feel me? True West Radio. True.
Radio.
Eddie Paper did it.
True West Radio, we back up in this motherfucker with the short clap. Oh, shit, we got Mr. Everywhere. We got Trulia. We got Trulia. We got DJ M. Love. We got Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. And we got JoJo True. At least I ain't got to worry about the sound effects not working no more shit. That's one thing I ain't got to worry about.
Hey, Strat.
Have
you seen that sad situation with that car crash on the news?
When the goddamn motherfucker in that, that Benz went and just 100 miles an hour through the goddamn traffic.
Yeah, and hit the car and the baby landed in the middle of the gas station.
Yeah, and then the nigga mama was pregnant, I think.
Yeah.
No,
the baby
died.
Oh, everybody, everybody passed but her. Who hit everybody?
Yeah, the one that hit everybody, she still lives. They took her ass to jail today.
What was he, drunk driving or what?
We don't,
I don't know.
They ain't never said nothing about her drunk driving, but the thing about it is she's speeding down the hill. She ain't hit no brakes or nothing. So, I'm hoping that she had a medical condition and didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker,
yeah.
I'm hoping she wasn't like drunk and just passed out, nigga, and just hit the gas and, I don't know.
So if she hit the car, the first car she hit blew up. It hit another car. That car
and
hit another car.
Then it flew over by the gas station.
Yep. And then the baby flew out the car into the parking lot of the gas station.
And then it just all flames. That shit was crazy.
Where that happened down there with you, Scrape?
Yeah, well, not down by me, but it happened like down there in L.A., down L.A. way. She was just
and
flying.
Then, remember
and then,
a couple of days
even,
ago? And then remember a couple of days ago out here by me? Remember that car hit the cars at the corner of Riverside and Valley?
Yeah.
Blew up.
Yep. Motherfuckers is fucking wild, bro. That's why I drive like Miss Daisy, cause if the motherfuckers ain't 65, I'm going 64.
Right.
I'm gonna get out of it. I'm trying to be alert. Nigga, I drive off the mountain before a nigga's big ass truck hit me or something, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga, if I'm in the electric
zone. There's just so many just fatal crashes, like, you know what I mean? Then it was two cars went off the side of the fucking freeway. And then on Highway 90, a whole family and the neighbor kid get killed by a lady driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, man, and that's what I was trying to tell my auntie. I was like, you know, most motherfuckers die driving their cars and airplanes falling out the sky. I ain't getting on no airplanes. Oh, okay. But your ass drive around the corner to the market and get fucked up. Nah. I don't know. That's why I don't know. Because, you know, my father told me when I was a kid, he said, when you start driving, you got to drive for everybody else, not for yourself. You got to drive and make sure these dumbass motherfuckers ain't doing nothing stupid.
But this one was funny as fuck. They had a high-speed chase in L.A. and all that shit, right? The nigga get out the car, lay down in front of the store, wait for the police to come for like damn near 5 minutes. They didn't come, so he just got up and walked away.
Well, see, these motherfuckers don't know about, especially in L.A., nigga. All you got to do is drive towards the airport. Because a lot of times, the motherfucker police, they might stop chasing you. The motherfucker who be giving you up is the helicopter. So if you go by the airport, the helicopters can't go by the airport. That's the way you get away. So the only thing the helicopters do is zoom in on your ass or whatever. Because the helicopter, I was watching, me and my wife was watching this high-speed chase. She had it on her tablet. And the motherfucker who gave the motherfucker away was the nigga in the helicopter. He's on the balcony. He's on the balcony. They wouldn't have never found this nigga, but the helicopter one gave him away. Get away from the helicopter. If that's what you're trying to do, if you're trying to get away from the helicopter. Helicopter is the one that's giving you away. It ain't the motherfucking police on the ground because of you driving too reckless. Them motherfuckers will leave you alone and they say, oh, the helicopter will let you know where you're going. Drive towards the airport. The helicopters can't go by the airport. A lot of them dumbass niggas don't do that.
Drive, I'll drive into the ocean.
Man, if you go by, nigga, if you go by LAX, nigga, the ocean right there. Shit. If you chasing me, I'm going straight to the airport. I don't give a fuck. The closest airport, I'm going by it. But then at the same time, I wouldn't be getting chased anyway, shit. Unless I'm getting chased so I could just smoke me a gang of weed and drink the beer I got in the car, then I'll stop after that. I ain't got no more beers. I ain't got no more cigarettes. I ain't got no more weed. I'm good. All right, y'all take me to jail. I'm high as a motherfucker where I'm going. Yeah, but these motherfuckers, man, them motherfuckers, they just drive around in circles. Then jump out and run, knowing they ain't got no goddamn where to go.
No, but the funny part about it was, they was following this nigga in the helicopter. This nigga pulled into a parking lot, parked the car, got out, walked in front of the store, and laid on the floor. Mm-hmm. Police didn't come get him, so he got up and walked away.
Hey, look. Not only is it if you drive by the airport, if you're going in parking structures where a goddamn helicopter can't see you, you never know what to go ahead. You can get the fuck away from them on there. But I ain't trying to, you know, let nobody know how to do their criminal activity or nothing like that. I'm just saying.
We're talking about Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Grand Theft Auto. You know what I'm saying? Play the video game. You'll know what to do. But, yeah, go in the parking structure. Them motherfuckers can't find you in there unless, you know, unless the police just hot on your ass, then you can't get away like that. But that, get away from the helicopter. Motherfucker, you dumb bastard. Hide from the helicopter. Those the motherfuckers that sitting up there snitching on you. Oh, he just went right. Oh, he went in the parking structure. Shit, nigga.
And that's the fucked up thing about it, because you ain't just got the police helicopter, you got the news helicopter.
Yeah, the news helicopter was the one that picked what me and my wife was watching earlier. The news helicopter, and then the motherfuckers wanted the credit. Make sure they let them know that we the one that we spotted them on the balcony. They wanted the credit. I'm like, are you fucking serious? No, it's not the afternoon crew, it's the morning crew. Yeah, man, come on. Wait a minute. Now, like, once again, I'm going to say I'm not condoling nobody doing no st- stupid ass shit, but damn, if you're gonna do some stupid shit, at least do the stupid shit right. God damn it, if niggas be rolling and the police be behind them, and then they look back and the police ain't behind them no more. You know why? Because the goddamn helicopter watching your ass.
Hey, did you see that one when they shot the armored driver and robbed
him? What, at the casino?
Yeah,
them motherfuckers, they knew the whole routine. So these motherfuckers pull up at the Hustler Casino in the armored car. As soon as the motherfucking armored guard jumped out the goddamn car, them niggas sit out there and wet their ass. Grab the bag of money and roll. Come on, man. Now, I mean, that was, if you're going to do some criminal shit, that was cool, but at the same time, you ain't going to get away with the shit. The motherfucker armored car pulled up. The armored car pulled up, and as soon as the motherfucker, the guards jumped out the car, them niggas got wet, and they grabbed the money, and then them niggas buy them. Brilliant plan, but stupid shit, because motherfuckers don't understand that cameras is everywhere. Motherfuckers got cameras. Oh my God, you see that? Bam, bam, bam. Oh shit. Yeah, nigga, I don't know. Well, first of all, I'm too scared to do some goddamn underhanded shit anyway. I am too scary for that one. You know what I mean? So I let the criminal be criminal.
And then, you know, then I'm like, damn, then I'm great, you know, going as well. Then niggas get shot in Vegas. Killing those like CT females in the room, nigga. I'm like, shit, what's going on with the world?
Wait, why was these niggas in Vegas? Up in the Mirage, and them motherfuckers had beef. Them motherfuckers start shooting in the Mirage today or yesterday. At the Mirage? Upstairs? Oh, that shit was crazy.
Nigga, hey, if it's beef, it's beef, I guess.
I don't know. I think I'd wait till it got downstairs. It's like, you know, that's too many floors. I think there's on the 13th floor. They busted on the 13th floor. I don't know if they caught the people or not, but my whole thing is, nigga, I don't know. I guess when people, the thing about beef is this, if I really want to shoot somebody, I'm going to make them forget about the whole goddamn deal. Unless I just see you. That's what happens. I just see you in the street, be like, oh, I got to get him now. But, you know, if it's some kind of beef, motherfuckers don't know about letting that shit die for about a year or two. Then you roll up on the motherfucker or something. That's just the way I used to think, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I could probably still think like that right now, too. If it was that serious, you know what I mean? But, I don't know. Like I said, I ain't controlling violence on the True West Radio. I'm just saying. You know, when it comes down to certain shit, man, first of all, don't put yourself in a situation to where you have to be in a situation to do some anything to anybody. I know it's hard when somebody do something to your people and motherfuckers sit around them and they want to retaliate or they want to, you know, come back and get. Most of the time, you know what happens, God make all the bad shit happen to the motherfuckers anyway. they get caught up in some bad shit. And I don't know. I mean, revenge is a motherfucker. Actually, I used to always think about, like, getting revenge on everybody that did something bad to me. But hey, really what it's all about. I mean, it really ain't get ready to make your motherfucking ass. It's gonna make you feel good for a minute. But it ain't gonna make you feel better because whatever the fuck they did to you, they already did to you.
Hey, ooh. Two wrongs don't make it right, but it make it even.
Yeah, you're right. Fucking bitch. Like I'm trying to murder this fly and this motherfucker keep on moving.
Fly said, you ain't gonna get even on this.
That motherfucker was right there. As soon as I grab the goddamn fly spray, this nigga leave. Go back.
You gotta wait two. You gotta wait 2 years to get it back.
Man, the fly been fucking with me for like 2 days. I be in there and I'm working, the motherfucker landing on my arm, you know when the motherfucker land on your arm or motherfucker land on your forehead type of shit. This nigga been evading me for like 2 days. I'm gonna get your ass. As soon as I went to go and get the goddamn sniper, this nigga leave. That nigga was right up there in the window. I could have got it, you son of a bitch. All right, I got a plan. I'm about to make something to where you could just put the lights on, put the light bulbs in, and you could detect where the flies is at since the motherfuckers be high. Like a blue light or something.
Oh, they got blue lights like that?
I don't know, nigga. I'm talking about making the motherfuckers. A fly light. I gotta be there. I thought you did it first. If I go to heaven, that's one of the main things I want to ask God. He's gonna say, "You got some questions?" I'm gonna be like, "Yeah. Why the hell did you make flies? They just..." It would take all the goddamn time. I mean, like, yeah, that's why I made them, just to irritate them. And I got this, it's a little bowl. It's funky as fuck. You put the thing in the water. I mean, you put the thing in a bowl and then you fill the water up to the line and you set the motherfucker up. That is the most stankiest shit ever, and I got one right outside my studio. I'm trying to catch them before they even come in the studio. That motherfucker got 100,000 flies in that motherfucker right now. I'm just saying. Ooh, Lord, y'all. Oh, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry. That's for the fly. I like this little machine. It's kind of cool.
Do web entertainment.
Yes. I like it. As soon as I can make it where I can hear y'all. Mr. Everywhere, what up, man? Y'all motherfuckers, everybody quiet and shit? What y'all motherfuckers eating or something?
Nah, man, we looking to the fly game.
Oh, nigga, chill. I can't be
the fly game, the high speed chase. Gang.
Nigga, hey, and I was just thinking about something, nigga. When I was a little kid, I was watching Donald Duck. And there was a fly fucking with him. This nigga got a gauge and started busting. That nigga tore his whole house up trying to get that fly. And the goddamn fly went and landed right on his goddamn face. One fly. This nigga got a double barrel shotgun just busting at that mope.
Now, you gave the fly escape routes.
Yeah, this nigga, now he let more of his homies in. I think them motherfuckers be sitting up there going, I bet that $5 you want to go over there and sit on his forehead.
Hello, you on the show?
Yeah,
on the show.
What do you want, Confetti?
Oh, man.
Who's
he over there being quiet
over
there?
Buddha on the show, too.
What
up,
Buddha? He ain't allowed to
talk tonight.
I mean, I don't know. I just ain't got no chatter box no more. Yeah, I'm getting all excused. I'm restricting this stuff right now. Yeah.
Getting
some of this knowledge off of the truth.
Well, Buddha Ali can't talk. He on restriction. Why he got him on party?
Yeah, they got him on a severity on a
dark Oklahoma check.
Yeah.
Hustle, that was sleep.
Yeah,
I'm still in here, man. I hear y'all, man. Confetti, I've been calling you. You ain't answered the phone. Talking to him a little the other day.
I talked to you the other day. You didn't answer the phone.
Oh, man, I called you back. Trulia, everybody, Sweet Pea, JoJo Loco.
No, I'm still up here in Chicago.
Definitely, yeah.
We're back tomorrow.
Yeah, we are here. We here.
We in this thing, baby.
It ain't like you smoking that good. You ain't never smoking on a cigar.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
We're going to have to do blind boxing.
That nigga said, they brought the blind boxing back up.
Oh, okay. What a match is about? When the first match? All you got to do is run a center, I guarantee you probably pack it out.
That nigga done brought that shit back up.
You know, it's gonna sell for the simple fact people are gonna be intrigued to come see that.
Nigga, we have to call that shit Lucky Punch, nigga.
And they gonna put outfits so one's gonna be way tall, the other's gonna be Wonder.
We have to call that shit Lucky Punch, nigga. Like, you got two blind niggas fighting. Nigga, go run. You gotta have a motherfucker. You gotta be trying to guide the motherfucker like a video game. He on your right. He on your left.
And you know what's really gonna be fucked up? How they gonna hear, you know what I mean, the footsteps and they're moving when everybody's screaming and yelling?
But that's what I'm saying. I was just here getting ready to be. I told y'all the other day, y'all figure that shit out and let me know. Because goddamn it, how the fuck, what, you going to put some goddamn, some flowers around their neck so you can smell where they at?
Put some bells, different type of bells on each other, boxing gloves.
How a blind nigga going to say something about
blind boxing? We're going to give them an earpiece. They can hear in their ear, we can be like, go right, go left, go straight, punch now.
I don't know, y'all. I still say that's a bad idea. I think everybody in the world be talking bad about us for even doing that. That's almost like putting 2 6-year-olds in the goddamn ring and letting them fight for whatever. I can't do that, man.
So what is different from black wrestling and boxing? What is the difference?
My wrestling is, if I grab your ass, I got you. Nigga, boxing, you can't see what the fuck you swinging at. This nigga, he can ring his bell to the left and move to the right on your ass. Nigga, that should be like, boo. Nigga be booing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, give me the right bell. That's all right.
All right. Hey, Jozo, you want confetti, get another blind motherfucker and y'all put it together.
Hey, but this is on the catch. I need scratch ringing my bells on both half of land. Somebody on the other side.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. Y'all ain't get ready to put me in this like that. You go get a nigga who was born. Hey, I'm going to tell you, if you get a nigga who was born blind naturally, to fight confetti, confetti would get his ass whooped.
I don't know. You better not have no white on. But no light hit me. I'm going to be able to see him.
If you get a motherfucker who was born blind to fight confetti who could see it one time, that blind motherfucker will be confetti ass.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, I close my eyes and it be on. I'll be looking for his energy.
Oh, this nigga, the blind motherfucker be like, this nigga shouldn't have put that goddamn cologne on. Homing in on your ass. If y'all need got some good ideas, give us a call, man. 323-642-1597. That's all right. Look, it's like two blind men playing dominoes. Nigga, that'd be a 7-hour game, nigga.
You ain't lying. I'm gonna need some help.
That'd be a 7-hour game, nigga, motherfucker trying to play one goddamn hand of dominoes. They'd have to be like, five. Then they have to find out. Give me 30. Nah, nigga. That's 27. I keep on telling y'all, y'all figure that shit out, nigga. If it work, it work. Y'all figure it out. Confetti, you call JoJo, and then y'all gonna figure that shit out.
Blind boxer.
Man,
I thought about it the other day, though.
Nigga, the ring has to be like small. The ring has to be smaller than a regular ring. That motherfucker has to be a little bitty ring, nigga. Because you can't run.
I just want to be draped with my name, like all my good confetti real soldiers. On my robe, my pants, my shorts, my shoes.
Damn, that gotta be a little bitty ring, nigga. So y'all can touch yourself. Y'all just have to go to blows when y'all touch yourself. Nigga, that just can't be no regular boxing ring, nigga. Nigga, everybody in the goddamn audience to go to sleep, nigga.
So the rope won't cut niggas around the waist. So you can't
run
too far.
Like, these motherfuckers, man, they been boxing for motherfucking 8 hours. I'm going to bed.
Man, the rope gonna connect us around the waist.
Everybody in the audience, they ain't gonna be sitting in seats. They got beds.
Think about it. You only got so much time to box. You dream. The rope connects us around the waist.
Oh, man.
And it's a small ring.
I had an issue going on right quick.
What up?
Goddamn, y'all Dallas police confetti, y'all ain't gonna have, y'all taxi about to go up.
Fly without.
They said that they pulled that duel over a minute ago, and then going to say the tags don't register to nothing, and then they're going to talk about they ran it six times, and it don't come back to nothing, but they done let him go, and the tags are registered to the man who owned the car lot because he's driving a flashy car. I'm putting Ben happened? Crump on it first thing in the morning.
So where Crump?
They let him go. He had six carloads of police around him.
So did they whip
him? Damn, talking about the car ain't been registered in a whole year. Well, y'all didn't even write him a ticket. Why would you let him go if the car ain't got no registration? And that man owned Lamborghinis and all kind of shit and private planes, the one that owned that car lot.
So what they did him?
They let him go because they know that shit come back. They were just profiling. So we going to hit him with racial profiling. He got it all on video. He got it all on video. Going to hit him with racial profiling.
And they ain't doing nothing about it.
What was Ben Crump's real name before Ben Crump?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I know
it
wasn't Ben Crump.
I thought it was Benjamin Crump.
Nah. That nigga probably name was Davis or something like that.
I don't know. I think it's Benjamin Crump. But I'm going to put that dude on the phone with him tomorrow. They just did my partner in Shreveport like that. See, the windows are too dark, huh? From Dallas. He got private planes. He got Lamborghinis. He got Porsches, Ferraris. That man, he got all them different cars at his car lot. And all them cars are registered to him. Mm-hmm. Yep. They sitting out there doing all that. They did my boy like that. Said his windows are too dark and they wouldn't test the windows. You can't say the window tint is too dark if you don't test the windows. And then they let him go down to Shreveport after about five carloads of police. He said, I seen y'all when I came through. I seen y'all. Y'all said that they tried to pull out on me. When I come back down the road, that's when you jumped in behind me.
That nigga Ben Crump's name is Andrew Davis, man.
Ben Crump's name was Andrew Davis?
Yeah.
No more to me then.
That nigga name was Andrew Davis, nigga. I ain't look it up. I'm just fucking with y'all.
I was going to say, I know his name is Benjamin Crump, but I've known Benjamin Crump for a long time. I can reach out to him whenever I feel like. They don't play with me like that. They do not play with me like that. And that's all you got to do. Say Cop Watchers, Ben Crump, and Innocent Project. You name them three names, and they going to moonwalk back to their car. They gonna get back in their squad car with your ID still in their hand and drive off.
It's just ironic how... It come attorney, when everybody say Crump, here come a goddamn attorney with a nigga named Benjamin Crump. That's almost like, nigga, if I change my name to Bed of Fear, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy. Crump, nigga, Crump wasn't like a... You know what I'm saying? Soon as Crump, then Ben Crump, Benjamin Crump. That's just, it seemed weird to me. Like your name was something else before that. It just fit.
They started off small. They just won with the federal lawsuit against you. See what he just won with the feds? The feds got all the police in Louisville.
Hey, I ain't knocking their skills. I'm just talking about
all
his name.
All of them got a federal charge of murder. With Breonna Taylor, all of them for falsifying the documents.
I know. Ben, I mean, I'm not talking about his skills. I'm just talking about his name.
Yeah,
you know, it's
Ben.
Almost like it's almost like a whole lot of people like in Hollywood. They actors and their name ain't even their name. They done
name their
name. That's
Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx ain't being Jamie Foxx. His name ain't Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I know. Motherfuckers use they made their name. And that's where I think they're Benjamin Crump. I think Benjamin Crump was not Benjamin Crump. You know what I'm saying? Let me go back and look at your history, and motherfucker be like, yeah, my great-grandfather, motherfucking, Benny Crump. You know what I mean? Niggas always be changing their names. Motherfucker, everybody in Hollywood changes their names. That motherfucker named somebody, they was somebody else. Even like,
Red Fox was at John Sanford.
Yeah.
His
like,
name John Sanford.
Mm-hmm. It's a dude.
Where
did that
Sanford
and son from? Hey, it's a nigga out here, and he a news reporter, but his name is Dallas Rains. Come on, motherfucker. They motherfuckers like wrestlers and shit. Motherfuckers be just naming themselves some other shit.
Man, anytime y'all need somebody, Ben Crump, y'all ever get harassed by the police, let me know. I'll get him on the phone with you. You can go for that money.
Well, I'm about to go and fuck with the police just on GP so he can fuck with him.
I don't do that here. I don't want to be sitting at the funeral home right there and talking about shit, man. 100 bullets. Only one of them hit, but hell, that was the one that got him. Shit, no. Go battle them. I don't battle, but they battle me. They know I make a moonwalk.
Police like, nigga, yeah, fuck with me, nigga. I'm going to call Ben Crump on y'all, nigga. Come on, nigga. What y'all want to do?
Man, I tell him, I say, man, can I get my card out? I say, I'm going to give you my driver's license, but I'm going to give you, I'm a field service representative for cop watchers. And as soon as you say that, them motherfuckers sit up there and, Mr. Filler, good you got your seatbelt on. Have a nice day, sir. Tap your car. And see, the reason they tap on your car is to leave a fingerprint just in case something happens to them. They know that, okay, this is the car. Then what you call the officer? What you call? So they tap the back of your car by the gas tank. That's what they're trained to do. Y'all didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know all their tricks and tactics, and they don't bother me. They don't play with me like that. Hey. As long as I tell them, cop watchers and innocent project, they get on about
their business. If I ever go to jail again, I'm going to be like, I ain't said nothing to my lawyer, get here. I'm going to call you and say, call Ben and tell him to get me the fuck up out of here. Get me the fuck up out of here.
Did you have any drugs or weapons in the car? Did you stop me for a crime or did you stop me for a traffic violation? You got to know.
You ain't got to worry about me with that.
That's for the circus stuff.
I'm scary as a motherfucker right now, so I ain't even tripping. Because if them motherfuckers see me tippy-toeing on motherfucking glasses, you know, fuck with me, so I'm cool.
Yep, I'm the same way, Scratch, but I ain't gonna let them scare me. I'm gonna scare them before they scare me.
I ain't scared like that, nigga, but I ain't fucking with none of them, bro. And all y'all out there, y'all shouldn't be fucking with them motherfuckers either. Because the whole thing about it is people don't understand. Especially if you're doing some old fucked up shit with your driver's license. It's hard to get your driver's license back if you fuck around and get caught driving or doing some shit with the... It's hard to get your driver's license back. So that's the first thing. Second thing, if you're doing some dumb ass shit, that's getting ready to fuck around. That could fuck your driver's license. You know the thing about it is, the fucked up thing to me is not having a driver's license. You know what I mean? When your ass can't drive around, you can't go and go here and go there, or when you see the police and your motherfucking ass shaking like a mini bike because you don't know if you're going to get pulled over. Always protect your goddamn driver's license. That's the first, one of the things you gotta do. Second thing is just don't do no dumb shit. And if you're gonna do some dumb shit, do it by yourself. Shit. That way you won't get nobody else caught up in it, and then you ain't gotta, don't tell nobody what the dumb shit you did. I don't know if that make any sense to y'all motherfuckers, because I know all of y'all did some dumb shit one time or other. Bueno.
Bueno.
Taco Bell.
Everybody sitting up there thinking about it like, do I want to say it? Y'all motherfuckers did some dumb shit one time or another.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody done put a fork in the toaster trying to get that piece of Pop-Tart out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Damn near got those shit, got your ass electrocuted.
If you put a fork in the toaster, you know damn well you got electrocuted. If you get no perm back then, you stick a fork in the toaster. That perm your shit, straighten it out.
Yeah, if you live, you be like, oh, shit, straighten it out. Nah, but
motherfucker, I still don't eat Pop-Tarts to this day behind that shit.
Nigga be like, you want a Pop-Tart? Hell no. Nigga think he'd be eat that. What you gonna get the toast? I ain't getting out the toast to bring it to me. Yeah. We all did some dumb ass shit. And it might not even be dumb shit to you, but you've done some dumb shit. Have you ever been locked the fuck up? You done did some dumb shit. Who the fuck out there playing some oldies and shit? We only got 5 minutes left. Don't get put in timeout.
That's okay.
Hey, confetti.
Who is it?
Oh, I gave it 30 seconds. Watch this. Damn, it wasn't him.
I'm on me.
Well, it ain't Buddha.
Everyone? Hell no, I ain't playing no damn Jodeci Lizzo laid up with a woman. See, it ain't gonna be on no radio show.
it ain't JoJo banging no JoJo. Goddamn, Trudy, is that you?
That is not me.
That gotta be Buddha.
I cut Buddha up. I know God.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn confetti. I muted this nigga and the shit went off. Confetti doing that shit. That's why your ass is in timeout for about 2 minutes. Cut that shit off. My nigga can't see bumping some goddamn shit. Ooh, Home Alone. I'm about to slide across the goddamn living room with my drawers on. Like the old movie. Dun, 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 dun. Man, I'm about to... We only got a couple of minutes left. I don't think I'm doing no after hours tonight. I need to find me something to eat. And turn my music up loud. What the
I'm
fuck
sure
is
I'm about on? To go get something to eat.
What you about to get?
I don't know. I want some donuts or something. I want something sweet. I already ate early. I ate a salad.
That nigga say a salad. Nigga, I'm about to go. I'm about to go on this motherfucker. Cook me some fish. I don't think we got after hours tonight, y'all. We only got 43 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking, hell, hopefully my wife and them, if they stay until Sunday, I'll probably go on do a Saturday show tomorrow. But I ain't doing no after hours tonight because I'm starving. Because at least if she was here, she'd be like, I'm going to get some hot dogs. I'm going to get some hamburgers. I'm going to get some tacos. You want to tap me? I got to film myself tonight. So I'm about to get the hell up out of here. True West Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see ya when we see ya.